From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. Car shoppers this weekend will still be able to take advantage of the Cash for Clunkers program, which gives rebates to people trading in gas guzzlers for more fuel-efficient vehicles. The administration says any deals this weekend will be honored, although the budget for the program has been depleted. The House voted yesterday to provide another $2 billion. NPR's David Wellner reports.
Before the House voted by a nearly 3-to-1 margin to approve more funds for Cash for Clunkers, Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the program had exceeded all expectations.
This is a very positive bipartisan initiative to help our auto industry, to help consumers, to grow our economy, to do it in an environmentally sound way. I think it's a perfect message for us to take home for August.
But Michigan Republican Pete Hoekstra noted the federal government has been slow to reimburse those who take part in the program.
What is a dealer supposed to do? They've already destroyed the cars that have been traded in. They have sold the car. They're now on the hook and expecting a check for $3,500 to $4,500. $100 from the federal government, and they're not getting it.
The $2 billion infusion for Cash for Clunkers still needs the Senate's approval. David Wilna, NPR News, the Capitol.
Iranian security forces have arrested three American citizens believed to be tourists. They reportedly crossed the border from northern Iraq into Iran, apparently by mistake. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports.
The northern Kurdistan region of Iraq has enjoyed relative peace and quiet since the American invasion in 2003, and Western visitors move around freely. A few tour groups have even ventured into the region, but these American travelers apparently decided to go camping in the scenic mountains adjacent to the Iranian border. According to officials in the Kurdistan region, one of the Americans' companions stayed behind in the city of Sulaymaniyah. At some point, he received a call from his friends who said they were being surrounded by Iranian border guards. It was unclear if the Americans had crossed the border intentionally. American helicopters scoured the border area looking for the missing travelers and could be heard buzzing overhead by residents in the nearby city of Halabja. Later, U.S. soldiers arrived in Humvees, an unusual sight in the Kurdish provinces, which have seen no combat in recent years. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
Former Philippine President Corazon Aquino died of colon cancer this morning. The current president, Gloria Macapagal Arroyo, says Aquino will be remembered for leading the 1986 uprising that ended the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos.
History was thrust upon her when her noble husband was cut down in the prime of his life as he fought for democracy and the rule of law. She picked up the standard from the fallen warrior Ninoy and helped lead our nation to a brighter day.
Aquino was 76 years old. Arroyo says there will be a 10-day period of national mourning to mark her death. This is NPR News from Washington. The new GI Bill will be unveiled today, just in time for veterans planning to attend college this fall. NPR's Claudia Sanchez reports.
The original GI Bill was signed into law by President Franklin D. Roosevelt in 1944, 2 weeks after D-Day. At a cost of $14.5 billion, it helped more than half of the 15 million World War II veterans attend college. The new GI Bill will pay out $78 billion over the next 10 years, the most significant increase in veterans' educational benefits since the Vietnam War. It provides full tuition and fees for 4 years at an in-state public college or just as much at a private college. There's also a housing stipend and up to $1,000 for books. National Guard and Reserve members who spent at least 3 months in Iraq or Afghanistan are also eligible. The Veterans Administration expects nearly 500,000 veterans to attend college this fall, a 30% increase from last year. On Monday, President Obama will join veterans groups at a rally to commemorate the event. Claudia Sanchez, NPR News.
President Obama said this morning that the economy has done measurably better than expected in the past few months, but it will take many more months to fully get out of the recession. In his weekly address, he said he will work every day and take every step necessary to bring about a recovery. The president also said he wants to make sure the U.S. doesn't return to an economy where growth is based on inflated profits and maxed-out credit cards. Senator John Thune of South Dakota delivered the Republican address. He said in this difficult recession, the Democrats who control Congress are spending money and racking up debt at an unprecedented pace. He said the Democrats' plans for health care changes will make things worse. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.